Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, super duper welcome to you. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And yep, it's one of those days where I'm already fired up because I already start my day early on radio on days like this. Hello, Mr. B.
Good morning.
You smell the fresh aroma of coffee?
I do. It's a good day today.
Did you get any?
I did. It's back here. It's just chilling.
Yeah, it's chilling.
I got to let it cool down and get the show up and running first.
Did Brian get any?
Not yet, I don't believe so.
Brian?
He kind of snuck in a little.
He slid right in there.
A little tardy this morning.
Tardy. Brian, were you tardy, dude?
His name goes up on the board.
His eyes are looking.
Now we called him out. Like to what? A gazillion
not
listeners.
The first time.
Yeah, but
sorry,
I was almost a little tardy myself, but I wasn't. I was prepared tardy. And I knew that I would get this delicious coffee. This is great. Which one did we brew up today?
Papua New Guinea Medium.
It's pretty good. Wow, we've got a great show. This is really kind of exciting because, for those of us that have grown up really absolutely loving coffee, and I'm one of those people, you know, it's so deeply rooted in my, ethnicity that it's almost hard not to really, drink it. But we've gone through such an enormous setback, I think, in terms of our education around food, all sorts of things. And coffee is no exception. I mean, we've gone through, numerous ways for our pop culture to tell us that things are good or no good. I mean, think about it. We went through an entire two decades of absolutely no fat. Two decades of no fat. And all of us, when we went through the two decades, we all got fat. So we went through two decades of no fat and we all got fat. And so thanks goodness that we're starting to get information about what the truth is, what's real. Today is going to be one of the most educational and informative shows on what great coffee is all about. You know, the difference between the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we've talked about some of the uglies out there. And today we're going to talk about why coffee is one of the last great superfoods. And, this shouldn't be a shock to anybody out there. I mean, if you go back to indigenous cultures and you look at the indigenous cultures and what they eat, what they drink, what kinds of things they put into their bodies, and then look at how long they live, right? What do I eat? What do I drink? What do I put in my body? And then how long do I live? You get a lot of information. So a lot of what's come out about coffee over the years has been misinformed all of us. And then the distinction to make is there's coffee and then there's real coffee. And today's show is about real coffee. Thanks to Jeff Erickson joining us here today and is a regular on the show. And we're so thrilled to be in this partnership with Camano Island Coffee Roasters. It's really, really an honor to be part of this conversation. And more importantly, it's an honor to be part of a conversation about how to live your life, what some of the values are, how to give back to the earth, the community, and how to keep the truth in the forefront. We've done a couple of shows on what we call off-the-shelf coffee. And it doesn't matter what brand we're talking about here. You know, if you're going in the store and you're like filling up your little bag and you think you're doing the right thing, we've done a lot of shows. And certainly you'll hear about a website today that will give you more information. But, here we are to talk about coffee, the Coffee Lovers Club, and why this is a superfood. And what was it and what is it today about the indigenous people that have grown organic shade-grown coffee that they have so lived and sworn by? And this is what today's show is about. You know, Jeff and his team, you know, not only do they work amazing magic to produce some of the best coffee around, but they produce it in a way that's made with love. The people that grow these beans are treated so well. They get to own their land. They get to be part of the journey. So this is like a completely holistic process. Whenever you operate life in that level of vibration, and that process is at that level of vibration, everything creates the ripple effect there. That's why we love to have these. We just absolutely adore Jeff and his team. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Wow, that was great.
Well, it's true. I mean, we somehow, through a couple of decades ago, kind of lost our sense.
We did.
I know. I was right there. I mean, it started with that cheese that comes in that yellow pack that we thought was cheese, right? All of us grew up in that era with that stuff. Do you remember that? Yeah. But then we went on to believe some other things.
Does that rhyme with Schmelschmieda?
Yes, Schmelschmieda.
Okay. I love Schmelschmieda. I'm kidding. I've never had it.
Schmack mac and cheese.
What amazes me, it's on a shelf. It's not in the dairy case.
That's actually what we loved about it,
yeah,
though.
I don't know.
In our house.
I understand that.
Because it didn't take up any room in the fridge. Because then you could bite a big chunky one, right? And then you could get the double pack. But what we learned is that we have to educate ourselves. And it has really been a journey. I mean, people ask, why are we in the shape we're in right now? But here's the deal. If you kind of grew up with me thinking that you did everything the right way, you listened to the right people, you've paid attention, you know, you drank the Kool-Aid, right? You did all the things that you thought you should do. And then you go through, like most of us women did, we go through changes in our lives and our bodies. And we can't understand why, if we're no fat, we're doing the things we're told to do, that our bodies are breaking down, and now we look like the Pillsbury Doughboy people because all of a sudden we're all puffed up and blown up. And so today, I'm so glad you're taking this on, because when I gave up coffee, and I probably did the right thing then to do it, it was hard. I grew up in a family where we had the finest and the best coffee. I don't even know where it came from, but I know it wasn't from the grocery store. So, Jeff, let's talk about this. And, you know, let's get into the conversation of where we start in explaining coffee as a superfood. And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You know, yesterday on the Google waves, I'll say, was a great story about how, with the increase in Arabica coffee prices, the leading coffee companies have been sneaking in Robusta without disclosing it to their clients.
No.
It's scary because they're not telling you. And then you read these articles and they'll say, oh, coffee is good for you, helps Parkinson's, helps Alzheimer's, helps this, helps that. And I'm like, here we go again. Agribusiness is now once more dictating to us sound bites. And because we just follow sound bites and act like sheep and don't understand that, hey, we got to get connected to our products, we're drinking the Kool-Aid again. Somebody's made us a new pitcher of Kool-Aid.
They have. And you know what's kind of interesting about it? There are guidelines out there that say they don't have to tell us, you know, because it's not over a certain percentage, or, you know, it's really interesting.
Absolutely.
I mean, now on packages, they have to write, they have to put on the package that, you know, oh, by the way, the coffee that you're eating now was made in a plant that also does peanuts and wheat somehow. But let's talk about it as a superfood, because, you know, in my heritage growing up, drinking coffee was a ritual. Mm-hmm. If you could see the way my family did this with this coffee, it was a ritual. And, mm-hmm. and men and women alike, you know, you could tell this was, I mean, if you listen to the moans and the groans from two men sitting across the table with a little espresso going on, and every sip is like this just luscious little just sliver of joy, you get an appreciation.
Yeah.
And my family would never put store-bought coffee in. Honestly, don't know where they got the coffee, but then I found out my grandfather's dad went to Colombia, so or over there, Brazil or someplace. But let's talk about this as a superfood, because this really does go back to indigenous people.
Well, right. And you know what you say, we call that coffee ceremony. You go to Africa or Ethiopia, which is the birthplace
Thank
of
you.
Coffee, and you watch them preparing the coffee, and it's such an incredibly, almost spiritual experience. And I tell people, it's kind of akin to making campfire coffee on a campout. Just the amount of work and the involvement makes the cup of coffee better. So these, you know, things that do it all automatically for you and you just push a button take so much of that ceremony out of the coffee, and they lose the essence of what the anticipation of what coffee is all about. So I totally get what you're saying, Dr. Pat. It's a great example of the process actually making the experience better.
And, you know, I think this is a conversation that is so important, because there's a lot out there about superfoods, and coffee really gets into the mix. It really does. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because there's so much coffee out there that is not really, you know, qualified to be in the superfood category.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and it's a sad statement that I have to make, that I am more of your nutritionist than someone that provides your food for you. However, it is what it is, and I take that position of trust very seriously. And so here's what I say. It is a statistical fact that most Americans get more of their antioxidants from coffee than they do from their fruits and vegetables combined. That puts me in an amazing position of trust, mm-hmm. and I have to make sure that what my customers, my prosumers get is the very best coffee grown
right.
in the very best way.
Right. Because your reputation is on the line here. If you're going to make a statement like that, you know, you've got to pony up for it.
And I have to undress things that we're told and make sure that you just know mm-hmm. what's really going on here. Don't just blindly follow decaf because someone told you caffeine is bad, because what the government didn't enforce was that people tell you how they decaffeinated, that the number one ingredient in paint thinner is also the number one ingredient in decaffeination. So are you sure you're getting organic decaffeination? Which the only way to get that is a Swiss water process. I'm in a position of trust, and I have to make sure that I'm informing you of those things, because you're busy. You're paying me to take care of that issue for you.
Mm. Well, let's talk about the revolution and where it began, and you know, and what happened along the way? How did we lose our way from my grandpa and his brother and my relatives, you know, sitting around a bocce ball court, you know, sipping on espresso to where we are today? And, you know, what's happening to people that are just putting gallons and gallons and gallons of off-the-shelf coffee into their stomachs?
It's really just a sign of the times. You know, it all started as part of the Industrial Revolution. We have gotten so removed from our food. Food is now a grocery store item. I remember when I built a chicken coop and started raising chickens for eggs, and my kids, I brought them in the house, and they looked at me and said, "We want our eggs from the store." You know, we've gotten so disconnected from our food. Half of the population used to grow food, mm-hmm. and now it's a very small percentage. Our budget used to be 50% food. Now it's 10% food. We buy bulk because that's what we want to pay for. So as we get more connected, go back and get connected with our food, go back to slow grow, go back to farmers markets, go back to organics, yes, a little higher percentage of price will be paid for that product, but we'll be able to cut the bulk. Here's the thing, guys. The Western world is eating ourselves to death. We are trying to get nutrition. We are starving for nutrition, and we keep bulking it up. If we start buying more nutrient-rich food, we start drinking healthier coffee, then we can consume less.
Well, you're in what you guys call is the fall of nutrition. And really, it's really what I alluded to at the beginning of the show, where we're more interested in paying attention to some, we can't even call it research, because that is actually not what has gone on. You know, but we have a fad. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take you through, you know, why this is a food health crisis. But more importantly, you know, the key points about coffee as a superfood, and what does it mean, and how do you know you're getting it as a superfood? Thanks to our friends, Camino Island Roasters, Coffee Roasters. We are here with Jeff Erickson. And also, we got some really cool things for you guys today. But the most important thing is I have already finished my coffee, Benny. It is gone, dude. I don't know where you put yours.
It's back here. I'm working on it.
Ooh, it's yummy. We'll be right back with the show. Baby, is that really what
you want? Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Have you ever considered leasing instead of buying a new vehicle? There are a lot of misconceptions about leasing. The facts are, a lease is tailored to fit individual driving habits. At Acura of Seattle, at South Center, they have developed an educational program to help you understand and dispel the many myths about leasing. It's called The Plan. On Friday, June 22nd, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acura of Seattle is hosting a free educational event discussing the benefits of leasing versus buying and answering any questions you may have. I strongly encourage you to attend. For more information and to sign up, log on to AcuraOfSeattle.com or click the link on my website, thedrpatshow.com. Either way, I'll see you at Acura of Seattle on June 22nd.
So you got no head in the clouds, you made a fool out of you, and boy, she's bringing you down. You made no hard melt, but you're cold as a core. Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore.
Rumor has it.
Somebody started a rumor about coffee, and most of us fell into line and, like, believed it, just like we did about the non-fat food. That is such, was such a disaster for those of us in the 80s. And we've got to read the labels. But joining us here today, and this is really cool, because right here on the show, we work with folks that get the whole picture. And you guys know this. We've been on air for 9 years, and our sponsors and the people that we bring on, they believe in creating a better planet, creating a better individual, and creating an absolutely better society for everyone. Everyone. And so Jeff and his team have been doing this. They could actually write a book on how to step forward in life in complete integrity, help other people globally, and contribute to the welfare nutrition of people on the planet. I mean, today's conversation is about coffee, but it's actually much bigger than that, because you cannot do what these folks do without a complete, absolute passion for other people, the entire planet, and paying things forward. You just don't do it. You don't step out in a world where everyone is doing something else and create a standard that is so by far higher, raise the bar higher than just about any other competitor out there and be successful at it. And then show up to talk about it. This is what I love. You know, we're going to talk about nutrition today and coffee as a superfood. But the backdrop and the backstory, and we'll send you to the website, is you've got to meet the farmers. You've got to meet the people that are picking these beans, that are getting these things to a place. And then look at what they do right in our own backyard. Who knew? Camino Island Coffee Roasters is a fabulous, fabulous place. And delivering a product that you can trust. It is so difficult these days to really find something like this. And many of us that have gone through food allergies, we know this is an issue. So today's show is to educate and inform. Jeff, thank you for joining us here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's just take a sneak peek at really what the issues are with the coffee crisis right now and, you know, set the stage for how coffee was a superfood, stopped being a superfood, and now we're bringing it back, thanks to you, as a superfood and people can trust.
Yes. Well, you know, the first thing is that America loves to manufacture things and sell them. And one of the most common chemicals used in the coffee industry is DDT, which has been outlawed in the U.S. since the 1960s, and it's still used in the coffee countries. It was hilarious. A couple weeks ago, I got an email. We have a special report on Camino Island Coffee's website that talks about the health benefits of coffee done right. And I got this email from someone in the coffee industry that said, "How dare you say the chemicals on the coffee will cause cancer?" That has only been proven in rats. That is exactly what the email said. And I am like, I think we're testing it on human beings every day. We are sucking down this absorbent material called coffee that has had DDT used on it and wondering why our rates of cancer are going sky high. And it's like, this is not rocket science, people. If nature sucks it up and then we drink it, we're getting it in our system. Are you really going to tell me that I'm going to get in trouble for saying that the chemicals used on coffee could cause health problems? It's really pretty much common sense.
Well, let's just back up. Okay, let's say that email's right. Somebody explain to me, just like I'm a fifth grader, where those pesticides go. Where do they go? When they drip off whatever you're spraying them on, where are they going?
Absolutely.
Now, just from that standpoint, who can sleep at night doing that? I don't know. But yeah, you know, rats, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I'm a researcher, so I understand the whole idea about research. We have some of the pharmaceuticals on the market today that we take because of those studies with rats.
Totally, totally. Well, and so that's, you know, really to me primary. It better be certified organic. That means no insecticides, no pesticides used on the soil or on the tree or through the whole process, even through my roasting facility. No non-organic coffee can be roasted. Don't trust someone that's selling you something organic if it's only one out of 40 products. That means they're marketing to you, people. That is your first sign. If it's not a commitment, walk away. Second thing, we've been told, don't eat meat when it's burnt. Don't eat burnt food. It's carcinogenic. It creates ash. It stacks in your body. It causes all kinds of health disruption. Why would I, as a butcher, sell you an amazing grass-fed beef and then burn the smithereens out of it? Because I've lost the health benefit. And yet you're sucking down burnt coffee all day and saying, "Oh, I like my coffee really dark." Well, dark is good. Burnt is not. Carcinogens are not good for your body. So trust your coffee roaster to give you a nice, deep, smoky coffee without burning the daylights out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, and this is part of, you know, what all of us have learned over time. We're not just talking about a crisis that happened a decade ago. As we go out into more and more places that are now starting to grow coffee, somebody mentioned to me, I didn't know we were growing coffee in China. I don't know much about what China grows, by the way.
Huge.
But, you know, honestly, if we can't get pet food from China that's not contaminated. I can't, you know, I mean, I just, and nobody really knows. No one's telling, you know, you're not finding out where the coffee is grown. And I think that's the other problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Vietnam is the largest producer of Robustas on the planet. No environmental protection to speak of. And by the way, your premium coffee company, as reports are pointing out, are pumping more and more of the Robustas into the coffee to keep the prices down. Robusta is a hybrid coffee. The health benefits, the amazing things you read about coffee, were not done on Robustas. They were done on Arabica. So make sure you're buying the right product.
And then let's talk about the farmers, because I think that is really an insulting email from a lot of perspectives. First of all, put the coffee aside. I mean, you know, what business subjects the actual worker to that level of pesticide?
And destroys their ecosystem. Totally destroys their ecosystem. Mm. It's like agribusiness says, let's remove the trees because then the coffee grows faster. Okay, that's fine. Okay, now we're hypercaffeinating ourselves because sun also creates caffeine. Mm-hmm. It creates acidity, which causes acid stomach when we drink coffee. By the way, coffee's not naturally a killer to your stomach. But worse yet, when they start removing that rainforest, the monsoons don't decide not to come. They do come.
Mm.
And now we have mudslides, land erosion, because our whole root systems are gone. Oh, and by the way, and then Americans can have charity processes where we write checks because entire villages have been destroyed. But the thing is, if we had just paid to do the right thing in the beginning, it would have been so much better. And it's something I say over and over, there is a very high cost to low prices.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you are trusting the companies that you're dealing with to do the right thing.
I think we should give away some coffee.
Let's go.
What do you think?
Let's give it away.
We would love to give away. And which one shall we give away? Papua New Guinea. Is that what we're drinking?
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's give that away. How about we do this, Mr. Benny, to our first caller? We have a toll-free number here that you can call into. And the first caller, we'd love to give you a real pound, like a real pound of coffee. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. And then when we come back, we have a special announcement on how the rest of you can get yourselves some free coffee and join the Coffee Lovers Club. And we're going to talk about some of the nutrients, what really is going on. But right now, phone lines are open. We will take the first caller. You know how to dial 1-800-930-2819. Next time, and the next coffee will even include our instant feedback. So you got to give us a little way to fool around with that. We'll be right back with the show. Ain't no surprise, take me so high, jumping those dives. Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Lose out the bottle. We all get fit in again tomorrow. Gotta break rules because that's the motto. Club shut down 100 supermodels.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Took your home and be a home run. Show me how you do. I wanna shut
down. You talk about phony baloney. That song right there. Don't even get me started on that song. I love that song. I love that song. But why Sia was not in the video of that song? Shame on you, Flo Rida. All right, everybody, we're talking coffee here today on the
show. Just call Flo Rida out like
Flo
that?
Rida. I call Flo Rida out.
You even dropped an R in there.
Dare
oh, Flo
you.
Rida.
I say Flo.
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. Yeah, because come on, skip the phony baloney stuff. Let's get real here. The woman sings the song, and that's her voice. Don't be pretending it's not her. That's what I just want to say. We're done with pretending, and that's why we're talking about coffee today. You know, we can do pretend about our nutrition because so many of us are used to it. Actually, the 80s and the 90s were so pretend because we got to eat a whole lot of stuff that was really not good for us at all and created some really horrific habits. But today, we want to just tell everyone that, you know, this is a really important conversation. So many people have given up coffee for a lot of reasons, but all of the reasons have really been masking the truth behind, you know, why off-the-shelf grocery coffee is really not good for you. So today, thanks to Jeff and the team from Camino Island Coffee Roasters, we're going to give you a website. So those of you that are not able to win live on air the coffee, I'm going to give you a website in a minute. It's going to take you to a place where you can get your own free coffee as well. But we do want to give away one more pound of coffee, and we'd love to do it right now. The first one is gone, so it's great. And we have a couple questions that have come in, so we'll make sure we get the questions. Now, what are we giving away this time?
Let's give away a Brazil dark roast.
Yes!
A nice, yes! Nutty, awesome,
it's
smoky
yummy.
Coffee.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's my fave. That is the yummy one. And, you know, and honestly, this is really talks to the point, Jeff, that you talked about. I mean, it's a dark roast that is so robust. It's not burnt. And we think dark has to be burnt.
Absolutely.
So phone lines are open. I'd love to give this away. First caller, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Let's take a minute and let folks know if they don't get to call in the show today, what would be a good way for them to get their own?
Sure. Well, first of all, we know, we're passionate about coffee. We talk about it all the time. A lot of people are like, okay, I'm not sure I should be buying this whole story. So we say, listen, we're willing to put our money where our mouth is on this thing. So we're willing to live out our commitment. We charge $16.95 for the full pound. By the way, our pounds are actually 16 ounces of coffee on our website. We'll send you one absolutely free of charge for you to try it out. All we ask is that you pay our $8.95 shipping and handling fee. Mm-hmm. We'll send you the pound of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So go to www.gettop1.com. Gettop, the number one, .com. And by the way, that stands for the top 1% of coffee in the world. And it's an absolutely great thing. Here's how it works. You guys were busy. You're paying me to be in control of making sure all the details of the coffee are taken care of while you go on with your life. You don't want to have to get into the grocery store aisle with 1,000 different choices of coffee and try to reactivate your brain and make sure that you're doing everything right. So you trust us to take care of things, and we basically send you shipments of coffee. We pay the shipping and handling. You get sent 4 pounds of coffee at a time, so we know that you're going to get done with it in the right amount of time while it's still fresh. We roast it and ship it within 24 hours, so you get it at the optimum time. And we give you the best price for that coffee. But before we do anything, let's try to just send you a pound of coffee. So go online or give us a call at 855-GET-TOP-1. We'll send you that pound of coffee.
Yeah.
And you drink it, and then you tell us if it's not the best coffee you've ever had.
And, you know, one of the things I just want to say to everybody is when you get it, you're going to look at the size of this, and you're going to be like, wow, they gave me extra coffee. No, they're actually, like, giving you a pound. When we go buy it off the shelf, it's not a pound. And
no.
Nobody really knows that, right? I mean, who knew? I didn't know that before you guys came on the show.
Right. Most coffee is 11 or 12 ounces, and actually it's moving down towards 11. But worse is that 11 ounces isn't even full Arabica coffee in many cases. It's being pumped up with hybrid, cheaper quality filler coffees.
So let's just tell everybody a little bit about where you guys are located. Let's just take a moment and tell folks about your location and to let them know that they can actually come in.
Yes. Well, the name of our company is Camano Island Coffee Roasters. And this is about an hour north of Seattle on this amazing island. It's my little personal Shangri-La when I came and drove on that island, being from Arizona. I was up here on work and drove on the island, and it was one of those things that happens on that island to everybody where it calls to us and we answer the call. I knew no one on Camano. I have no family on Camano. I knew nothing about Camano, but I drove on the island, called my wife on the cell phone and said, I have no idea why I'm doing this, but we're moving here. And we have a great marketplace on the island where you can come. We have a lot of locally raised beefs. We have amazing bakery items, great espresso, our yeah. wonderful coffee. We have 50-some local artisans that have created wonderful products that we sell because part of our mission statement is promoting local economies. And we have this great factory store there, so you can come and visit and enjoy yourself. Come
yeah.
to Camano.
And a great music community. Shout out to Ava. Ava, you're so cool. I love your songs. But let's talk about coffee and nutrition, because there are a lot of things that I think, you know, people need to know about the fact that, you know, coffee was always known in indigenous cultures as a superfood. Mm-hmm. You know, it was right there with maca root and a bunch of other things. And let's bring that conversation back to folks, so we understand what a superfood is, and just so folks know what they're getting.
Well, absolutely. And again, don't just take the word coffee and stop there. It's coffee done right. So it's a high elevation Arabica bean that is grown in the shade, that has not had chemicals used on it, that is fresh. Make sure you've stacked that information together, and then know that it is providing you your antioxidants. It's doing all kinds of brain connections for you, by the way. There's so much testing with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and so forth, that coffee is actually doing incredible things. But don't just take the word coffee for granted and say, coffee is great for Parkinson's. Okay, so coffee is great for Parkinson's, and in the meantime, you're ingesting DDT. Be careful that you're making
right.
sure all
it's
the
like
steps
chocolate.
Are taken
It's like
care
the big statement that came out about chocolate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, we know that chocolate that is mostly high fructose corn syrup is not what they were talking about.
No. And so that's the thing. You need to trust the company you're dealing with to make sure that all the work's getting done.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you do that, it's absolutely incredible, the health benefits of coffee.
Yeah. Michelle, what's your experience? Because, you know, this is something that you've been drawn to, and, you know, you're sucking up the coffee now.
Well, I met these guys at the Northwest Women's Show. I actually smelled them first. And I'm like, because I am a foodie. I am, everyone who knows me as a foodie. And so when I stopped by their booth and had a little sample and I walked away, I, you know, downed it. And I just thought, okay, that was so good. I had to come back. I was planning on just keep walking and sipping, but I'm like, okay, I need to find out. That was the most delicious cup of coffee. That was my first touch with what really, when I drink coffee, unlike most people who have triple shots, I drink coffee for one reason and only one reason, for the taste.
Because you love it. You're like a coffee lover. Yeah, they have a coffee lovers club too.
I drink coffee. We'll drink decaf because, you know, I'm already kind of, I don't drink it because I need caffeine. I live to eat, not eat to live. And I'm actually spoiled now. I have to let you know this, Jeff, because I went someplace on Gig Harbor the other day and had some time to, a couple hours to shoot. And there was the big S that I, you know, I was like, okay. I said to I literally said to this little town, is there a little mom and pop coffee place here that I could get a cup of coffee? And they're like, no. And I'm like, and all there was the big S. I'm like, okay, well, I'll pull into the big S and, you know, got my book, got a coffee. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this is terrible. This is what I used to drink.
That's the problem. You know, we've gotten spoiled by it.
I have gotten spoiled. I cannot drink anybody else's coffee but yours now.
Wow. Thank you.
I know.
Well, coffee should take you back. You know, we call it taste of place. And when I drink my New Guinea, which is my favorite. Sorry, Dr. Pat. I love the New Guinea medium. I know it's grown with cacao or cocoa and it has that nice chocolate tone. I know it's a lighter body. It's not a real thick, heavy coffee. But I drink coffee all day. So it's my beverage of choice. It's coffee and water is all I do. And so it's perfect for me. But some people like the nutty, or some people like the Sumatra dark, heavy-bodied coffees. The cool thing about it is coffee actually has a flavor, and that flavor is not ashtray. That flavor is actually from where the coffee is grown. So I'm glad that you recognize
that. Well, the thing is, I was already thinking I was doing a good job. I was already buying organic coffee at the local grocery stores. So I was already thinking, okay, well, I'm doing the right thing. Buying organic, but now I can really taste the difference. I can't go back.
There is a difference, and I think we didn't mention this. Shade grown is another important factor. And, you know, you have to really look at, for me, it's like the whole picture. And that's what I've talked about with you guys before. It's not just about coffee. It's about the coffee. It's about the way it grows. It's the way you treat the land and the way you treat the farmers.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have all of that that you check off your list, then, you know, we're in a situation where you really can't be talking about, you know, contributing holistically. Mm-hmm. But the idea of this being a superfood really does go back. You know, I look at my grandparents and how long they lived, and you could, my grandfather, you know, like 90 something years old, still walking around pinching all the nurses. You hardly ever saw him without his coffee, without the espresso. I mean, you know, my Aunt May had to bring this to him and make it. One of the questions that did come in, and this is a great question, it is in the preparation of coffee. And, you know, what is the best way to prepare this? Paper filter, metal filter, you know, metal filter. And this is an important question because making coffee was a ritual in our house, right? I mean, they had this big old espresso machine that was like big, giant Italian thing. But let's answer one of our callers that called in. Is there a best way to make it?
Sure. However, different people have different opinions on what the best way is. I personally think that the French press is the best way because your grounds, although they have to be ground right. So when you call us at Camino Island Coffee, make sure that we're grinding it for French press. Needs to sit in the water for 5 minutes. Now, if you overgrind like you would for an espresso,
that's a good point.
You're going to get a bitter cup of coffee. So you got to get the right grind with the right brew. Espresso, the steam is moving through 18 to 22 seconds. So it's fine ground. You're exposing the most of the cellular wall, to be technical, because you've got very little time. And so French press is a thick clunky, chunky grind because the water's going to sit there for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's now, good to know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So with paper,
you're probably over grinding.
I know I did.
Well, with paper, with paper filters, here's the only thing to be really careful of.
Okay.
Don't buy those American white paper filters that are bleached because
you're
taking an incredible coffee and putting it in bleach water. Make sure you're using a nice brown organic paper. You can buy them at any store. I don't think it costs much more.
That white paper's bleached.
Oh, yeah. Don't buy that white paper.
Seriously?
Stay away from that white paper. Yeah.
I don't buy the white paper, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. Or just make sure your coffee pot has a gold filter. And then you don't have to use any paper if you want to really be environmental. But the thing is, everybody has their favorite utensil, I call it. If I go to Korea, they don't even have coffee pots. And I go there quite a bit for coffee. So French press is great. Or, you know, in Europe, a lot of people will use their porcelain cone and just put it over a cup of coffee. Pour hot water into the cone and it drips into their cup. I don't care how you do it. Just make sure your coffee is a great coffee. Make sure it's ground the right way.
Okay.
And you'll get a great experience.
So let me then ask you for like these coffee makers, right? What is the proper way to ground the coffee that way?
So I say, this is my pickup line.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I mean by a coffee maker? Yeah. The thing that when it's dripping through the paper and all that.
So here's my pickup line for you.
Okay.
Do you have a flat bottom or do you have a cone-shaped bottom? And that's my first question.
I have a Kardashian bottom. That's what I got.
So if you have a flat bottom, I'm going to grind it just a tad different than a cone-shaped bottom. And when you order your coffee from Camino Island Coffee, just let us know. I have a cone-shaped bottom and we'll make sure that we grind it.
In the filter, you mean?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So if it's, okay, mine is flat.
Okay. Then we would grind it for a flat bottom.
Okay.
Or if you grind it yourself, it'll be right in the middle setting. So it's just, it's a 15 one-thousandths count.
Okay.
15
so it's one-thousandths. Not espresso and it's not French press.
It's right flat
it's
in the
middle. Heather, we got to rethink this. Just telling her right there. Well, let's talk a little bit, for people that are listening. There are a lot of myths around this. You know, if you drink coffee, it hurts your stomach. That's not been your experience. And you're a little ultra sensitive girl, aren't you?
Smooth. Everything is smooth.
You know what? Coffee grown in the shade. It's kind of like steroids. You can work out and do hard work or you can take steroids.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow coffee the way it was intended, which is under the canopy of the rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee is the most complex product on earth. It has 800 chemical compounds. Wine only has 200, by the way. So coffee has 800 chemical compounds.
Wow.
Let it grow as nature intended, nice and slow. You put it on hyperdrive, you remove the rainforest, you get the sun to hit it, it's going to grow faster and it's going to screw everything up, including your stomach. Grow it the way it was meant to be grown.
And you know, that really is why we're talking about it as a superfood. I love the conversation because, you know, when we look at some of the indigenous cultures, there's a reason that coffee has become so popular. And there's a reason why folks know what works and what doesn't. And so what's interesting is that it's like anything else that we're experiencing right now. You know, there are ways that people are experiencing coffee and other foods and they don't feel good. And so both Michelle and I have not had that experience since we started to drink this, you know, to drink Camino Island coffee. Right. And, you know, part of that is really understanding and educating from everything you've said today. Now, the Coffee Lovers Club, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because I want folks to know why it's important to sign up for that.
Yes.
There's a lot of information, education that comes out. It's very cool.
Yeah. Including what happens in our villages so that you know how you're affecting people's lives with your purchase. You know, we can send charity checks or we can just make smart purchasing decisions. The smart purchasing decisions reward people for their hard work. The charity checks sometimes can be disguised as just a welfare situation. But here's the cool thing. Don't worry about your coffee. We'll take care of that. We'll let you know what you're getting. We'll tell you what village or what country it came from. We'll tell you, you know, about the flavor nuances and so forth. For basically less than a dollar a day, you can just relax and enjoy phenomenal, fresh, roasted, organic, shade-grown coffee and know that you did the right thing. That's, by the way, going to be less than you're going to pay for a good quality coffee in the grocery store. The thing is, you don't have the confusion of the grocery store aisle. We make it as simple as possible. If you go to www.gettop1.com, it will explain all of that to you. And again, we just kind of demystify the whole thing.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of other things. There's also, you know, discounts as well and shipping. And so let's talk about, you know, by becoming a member of the club, there are other benefits that
Absolutely.
Will keep you fully stocked with coffee at an enormous savings. Well, really.
First of all, you know what? Shipping's not your problem. It's our problem. So mm-hmm. we cover
That's
shipping.
Good.
We cover shipping no matter where you're at in the country. So you're in Florida. We're in Washington.
Wow.
We'll send you coffee and we'll pay the shipping. That's great. Secondly, we don't pay grocery store fees. We
Right.
don't pay the markup to the grocery store. We go direct to consumer. So guess what? You get the discount. It's 35% off if you go through our club. Here's the next thing. Coffee is optimal at 24 hours after roasting. We roast and ship and send it out immediately and you get it at the perfect time. You want to know?
What? How long?
We roast and ship within 24 hours.
Kidding.
Oh, hey, this is crazy stuff.
That is crazy
and
stuff.
And I'll tell you something. When you go to a bakery.
24 hours after it's roasted?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
When you go to a bakery and you get something that's made fresh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And then you go and buy a cardboard
Day
box
old.
Of donuts. It's like, hello, this is really gross. That is how coffee is. Do you know that grocery store coffee is anywhere from 3 months to 12 months old? As a matter of fact, the good till date on coffee is 1 year past the roast date. So beware, people.
Well, and didn't you also talk about the fact that, you know, coffee also has the ability to grow mold?
And the mold content grows as the age grows.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee is like anything else. It's a bakery
mold
item.
Is not good.
Mold is not good.
Not good. It's not our friend.
So we got health issues you can pay attention to. We got taste issues you can pay attention to. We have the farmers, which, by the way, 24,000 farmers' lives have now been changed because of people's activity with Camino Island Coffee Roasters. We had a lot of things you can pay attention to, or you can let us pay attention to it, and we'll just communicate it with you and share it with you, and you can feel like you have now become connected to your coffee, which is how we should be getting with our food and our beverages, is getting connected.
And I want to just tell everyone that in order for you to go ahead and get your free coffee, what Jeff and his team at Camino Island Roasters, Coffee Roasters, has done is he's allocated a certain amount of free pounds of coffee for you guys. So it's really simple to do. It's go to the website, www.gettop1.com, gettop1.com. And first of all, you're going to be getting a lot of information about the five hidden dangers of conventional coffee. And by the way, we did a show on that. And then you'll get a gift. And so please go over here and, you know, take a look at this. You know, 35% savings off retail. The coffee is outstanding. There are no sign-up fees. There are no monthly dues. There are no hassles. This is really what we mean by, you know, joining a community. I like to call it a community, actually. It's a community of people that believe in the values we're talking about today. And also, you're going to be able to get your coffee shipped to you exactly when you want it. And we've only talked about two types. You guys have like a gazillion types.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the Camino Island Coffee Roasters website, right? I mean, everything is on there.
Yep, yep. And here's a fun thing: you go out to a coffee shop, go pay $4 and get your latte. Enjoy yourself. Do you want an extreme at-home coffee experience? Something that is like above anything that you could possibly have? It's less than $1 a day. Just don't think about it. It will be on auto drive. You can change your coffee anytime. There's no commitments here. We're not going to tie a bunch of strings to you. The thing is, we want to be entrusted with securing, procuring, and taking care of this most important commodity for you. So give it a try.
And also, I want to just say, tell folks, when you go to the website, you know, one of the things that you can really look at is look at the experience of the farmers. I think it's very touching, you know, for us to really look at that. I mean, didn't we talk about last time the fact that they actually can own their own land?
They do. They own their own land.
Right, and that's unheard of.
They educate their kids. We help them build school facilities. Mm. They get medical care.
And you
care.
Actually travel to these places. Oh, you're not an absentee.
Oh, no.
Entrepreneur.
No. We get involved in everything. And I'll tell you, it's growing incredibly well. We've got other products being grown now in the villages. And so it makes it really exciting. This isn't just a single crop village. So there is
field
hope.
Trip.
There, oh, yeah. There is
field
hope
trip,
here.
Benny.
Yeah. It's a great thing. And I'll tell you, everyone that does go walks away feeling very empowered. We are not victims of this planet. This planet has all the abundance that we want. We just need to do a little bit of work to connect to it, because I'll tell you something. We have the answers here.
We
just have to be present. We have the answers here. Yeah. Just get connected to
you
the
actually
answer.
Have to suit up and show up in a way that's of the highest bit of integrity. Thank you for joining us. Personal message. What didn't we say? What would you like to leave us with?
For those of
I know
you,
what I know what I need to be left with here in a minute.
Wait, for those of you that are like me, Mr. Type A here, you know, it's not always about our destination and our goals and all our big achievements. Sometimes it's just the journey. And this is just today, your journey in this one small subject called coffee, second largest commodity on Earth next to oil. And we can literally transform and change this planet.
Well, and I want to thank you, though. I mean, for those of us that have had some health challenges and have had to cut so many things out, thank you for allowing me to be positively muscle tested for coffee that I could drink and love. Thank you guys so much.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Michelle, thank you.
Thank you. One cup of coffee at a time. We're transforming the world.
That's I know. Right. And don't you love it? I'm not like crazy hyper like I usually am from drinking that other stuff.
It's true.
All right, everybody. Let's take a short break. Make sure you go to gettop1.com. Claim your absolutely. There are three gifts there for you. Claim it. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Have you ever considered leasing instead of buying a new vehicle? There are a lot of misconceptions about leasing. The facts are, a lease is tailored to fit individual driving habits. At Acura of Seattle, at South Center, they have developed an educational program to help you understand and dispel the many myths about leasing. It's called The Plan. On Friday, June 22nd, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acura of Seattle is hosting a free educational event discussing the benefits of leasing versus buying and answering any questions you may have. I strongly encourage you to attend. For more information and to sign up, log on to AcuraOfSeattle.com or click the link on my website, thedrpatshow.com. Either way, I'll see you at Acura of Seattle on June 22nd.